Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Sacred Healing with Felice. Felice is a mystic and enlightened healer who had a most profound divine encounter in 2012. She was awakened to her gift of being a spiritual healer and now shares this sacred healing work through her heart, hands, intuition, and words, helping listeners to heal spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Let's welcome Felice back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Felice.
Hi. Thank you.
Let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show before we dive in.
Okay, so I'm Felice. And my show is called Sacred Healing. If anybody would like to call in for a healing, I'd be happy to do some healing work with them. I thought today we would all start off with a healing meditation for humanity and the world. And so if you, Nicole, can provide some music, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think we'd be doing well to do as much of that as possible today. So we'll cue that up for you.
Okay. So once the music starts playing, I would ask everybody who's listening to get yourself comfortable in a chair, back straight up, or you can even lie down if that's more comfortable for you. And we can begin.
Here we go.
Okay, so let's begin by getting comfortable, either sitting or lying down. I'd like you now to close your eyes. Breathe in through your nostrils for the count of four. Hold for seven. And exhale through your mouth for eight. Now I'd like you to do that again two more times. Inhale for four. Hold for seven. And exhale for eight. One more time. Inhale for four. Hold for seven. And exhale for eight. Now just breathe comfortably. Breathing in and breathing out. Becoming aware of the rhythm of your breath as you take a few moments to quiet your mind. Breathing in and breathing out. breathing in and breathing out. Now let your body relax a little deeper, and whatever thoughts come up, just acknowledge them and let them go. Bring your attention back to the rhythm of your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the warmth inside of you. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, I want you to visualize a brilliant golden ball of light in your heart space. And with every breath, you see it expanding until you are enveloped in a sphere of brilliant golden light. Breathing in breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Feel the love, warmth and healing radiating from this gold light as it permeates every cell in your body. Allow it to heal you at the very core of your being. And at every level, body, mind, and spirit. Feel the love, the warmth, and the healing as this beautiful healing light continues to expand and its restorative warmth shines through you and surrounds you. And now it's time to send this very loving, healing light out to the world so that it may heal and lift the spirit of all those caught in the midst of challenges, pain, and suffering. So take a deep breath in, getting your whole body, mind and spirit ready to share your light. Know you are one with the Creator of all light. Breathing in as you exhale, see the light shining out. Let it shine on your loved ones. Your family. Your friends, your neighbors. Your city. Your country. Your world. And every living being. The whole of humanity. Bring your attention back to your breathing now. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. Continue to see yourself shining your light brighter and brighter. And with every breath out, silently. Say these words. May love heal our world. May those who have light to spread come forth. May we all choose kindness and compassion. May the individual and collective fear be washed away. May those who are sick be healed. May those who have darkness in their heart find love and light. And any other words that you would like to bring forth healing. Know that we are co-creators with God, and together we can heal the world, bringing it closer to the harmonious state for which it was created. Breathing in and breathing out. In, and as you exhale, spread the light into the world. Breathing in breathing out all the love and light. Now, as you take a breath in, I want you to start to think about coming back into your body. Exhale, and with every breath out, I want you to feel more and more becoming present into your body. I want you to start moving your fingers. Become aware of your fingers. Now become aware of your toes. Start moving your toes. Feel your hands. Your right arm. Your left arm. Your right foot. Your left foot. Right leg, and your left leg. Feel your energy coming totally back into your body. Feel whatever light is left for it to come back into you. Feel yourself filled with light, calm, loved, healthy, and peaceful. Take a breath in. And as you exhale, I'd like you to open your eyes just a little. Gently rub them with your hands. And then open them. Feel yourself back in your body. Thank you, and namaste.
Beautiful. I'm not sure if our lines are working as yet, but let's find out. Caller on line one, you're showing up as all ones. 11111, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I just got a high-pitched noise. Anne from Boston.
Anne from
okay,
Boston.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Anne.
Kim.
No, Anne with an A.
Oh, Anne. Okay. I should know that name. That was my mom's name. Okay. So, Anne, how can I help you?
Oh, I'm just like on a healing journey, and I guess that's how. And you
okay.
just did a lot of the work.
Great. So let's do a little bit just on you. So I'm going to play a little bit of music. Just relax and let's send you some healing energy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. so on.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Nice and relaxed. Very peaceful.
Good. Very good. Very good. I want you to know there was the most beautiful energy came in for you. Very bright, like
wonderful.
Sunshine.
Wonderful.
Yes. So I could feel, you know, inside, like around this, I don't know whether you're familiar, but like the solar plexus energy, I could feel like a feeling there. Is that where it's bothering you?
Yes.
Okay, because I can feel it now myself. So, you know, I worked on that. It's a journey. You're really going to have to work through whatever's going on in there. I think you're aware of what it is, right? You know what's bothering you. Am I right in that?
Somewhat. I know it's my power center in which I feel blocked, be able to manifest
right.
anything.
Okay. Then if you're not quite aware of it, let me just do a little bit more on that area and let's see if it can bring awareness to you that it's opening up.
It's
okay.
Also an injured area too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I can feel it. So let me try and just unlock a little bit more. Okay. And we'll see what
okay.
happens. And then I would say give it time. You know,
you
can always call back to the show. Okay. Okay.
Thank
I'll
you.
Come back to you once I'm done.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Anne. I don't think it's blocked anymore. And I feel that you need to stop telling yourself it's blocked.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just very positive about it. I don't think it's blocked. I've let anything negative out, and what came in to fill it was beautiful purple energy. So I think it's fine.
When you were working on me, there was just some kind of lack of communication between the will and that area.
And I think it's coming from, you know, it's within you. So you have to start changing that and telling yourself that you can do it and really feeling like you're able to do it. Of course, I mean, you're not going to, you want to create and you want to manifest. Of course, if this manifestation only involves something for you, that's much easier. If it's involving somebody else, you can't mess with what they want, if you know what I mean. They have their own free will in it.
Right.
So yes. It's not so easy to manifest something like that. You just can't do it. You have to be wanting to manifest the same thing.
Right. I know. It's their choice, their will.
It is their will. And that, you know, leads us sometimes to feeling very disappointed. But my guess is that if that were the case in your case, that you need to manifest something for yourself. It's about you. The ultimate journey anyway is about you and you raising your vibration, your soul.
Yes.
As it is for all of us. So sometimes we want things to be a certain way and they're not that way, not the way we kind of figure it out in our egos. You know, we feel, oh, well, this looks like this, so this is the way it's going to be. But I'm sure it's going to be something that will be very good and beneficial to you.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Perfect
so take
advice.
Care.
Thank you.
Yes, and if I wish you a very, very safe holiday season.
And you too.
Thank you very
much.
And
again,
much.
Thank you.
You're very
Thanks,
welcome.
Aaron.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anne. Let us know how it goes and keep in touch. Of course,
Alrighty.
You've been calling in for, I don't know, 10 years now. That's awesome. All right. Next up, here we go to one more caller today. Area code 519, waiting peacefully on the board. 519, what's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Canada.
Hi. Hi, Jennifer. I used to live also in Canada, in Toronto.
Oh, I used to live there too. It's a nice place to be from.
No, I loved it. I'm from England originally. I loved it.
I prefer England.
It was a little bit cold in the winter, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can I help you today?
I think it's COVID fatigue. I think I'm just, you know, not dealing well anymore. And that's, I think, where I'm at right now. So there might be other things. I'm just not aware of them. I feel like physically I'm in great shape, even though I have like issues like being overweight and those sort of things. But I don't feel anything physically wrong with me. It's just mentally I feel like I'm not right.
Yeah, we're all, I think that's true for a lot of people right now. It's been going on, and we don't know how long it's going to go on for. I think we just have to try and do things for ourselves and expand ourselves in different ways. It's almost as if we're being kind of held in and jailed in, if you like, in a way. Mm-hmm. But perhaps we can turn it into light. Into light, and that's what I've been trying to do, you know, in my life, because we're not quite as restricted where I am. I don't know how restricted you are. You know, we can go out. We have shops open. I don't personally go to restaurants or anything like that, but I do go in the shops, and I mask up and everything else and, you know, make sure I've got wipes with me and everything else, and I don't really feel threatened by it in that way, and I hope I'm right about that, but mm-hmm. I do feel that life has changed somewhat for us all, and so it's, as it goes on like this, I guess we wonder, you know, how is it going to be? But I'm sure it's going to be good, and so let's do a little work on you and see if we can, you can switch into that higher you that will bring you calmness and peace through it all.
Yay.
Okay, so just sit relaxed and we'll start. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
So
how are
nice.
You doing?
I'm good. I felt like I was in the middle of a flower.
Yes, because you know you're like a butterfly. You're like a butterfly. At first, you felt just like a butterfly, and very light and kind of moving around, just having fun. Kind of, it was almost like just light, like a little bit here, a little bit there, and then I think you kind of went deeper. We went a little deeper, and then it was really beautiful white light. Really, very, very beautiful white light, very bright. So I'm glad that you're feeling calmer, and good things will come.
Well, good. And as you were done, the light, because it's been very cloudy here, it just started streaming really bright through the window. And
oh, how beautiful.
Yes, and my palms got very warm, I think, when I went deeper, or we
yes.
went deeper, and then I'm like, okay, there's healing, so.
Yes, absolute healing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and thank you for telling me that, because that really affirms what I do, and that's really the food for my soul.
Yay, thank you very much. Thank you for being
You're very
service.
Welcome. Have a very lovely Christmas and New Year, and good things are coming.
Thank you very much. You take care, too.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, in the few minutes we have left, Felice, we should talk about that, because I've noticed that, too. That's happened here when you've been working. What you do is so unique and different and beyond description. There's just kind of literally no words, right? It's just a
right,
energy
right.
broadcast. But I've been sitting here and suddenly light will stream in heavenly in the room in the middle of your
Oh, head. I just think that's fabulous. Thanks
yeah.
for sharing that. That's just fabulous because, you know, I sit here doing this, but I'm kind of a really humble soul. And it's really taken a lot for me to come out to start doing this, really. I have had to take a big, huge leap of faith, you know, to do it, because whilst I know it's true and it's real, and whatever I've told you about myself is absolutely true, I've not made up one thing about it. But even so, you know, it's just amazing when I get the feedback, because that's my food, that's my nourishment, that's God speaking to me and telling me, you know, yes, you're connected. And that's really what I love, because I'm really about that, the mystical and the deep. So thank you for that. And I wanted to say just a few words before we close today. And it's really, how can we all help the world right now? And, you know, we heard a little bit in the meditation, but there are the words Tikkun Olam, which comes from the Jewish text, which literally means to heal, repair, to fix, to improve the world in order to bring it closer to the harmonious state for which it was created. And all human activities, all good human activities are opportunities to fulfill this mission. It doesn't matter how large or how small, and every human being can take part in this. And of course, it starts with you, with each individual. So the way to do it is, as we live our lives day by day, it's our purpose really to find ways in which to live that reveal a higher divine meaning. So we often see the divine sparks in the magnificent natural world, but we also have that divine spark within ourselves. So any improvement we make in the way we live reverberates through the rest of the world. And we begin with ourselves, and we don't have the power to change another person, but we do have great power to improve ourselves and to help others. it's simple, really, because it can just be giving a dollar or two to somebody who's needs it or who's hungry, or helping an animal or a bird in distress. Because with every small act of goodness, you become more connected to your soul, which is where your divine spark is, what you've been created for. So if you're disconnected from your inner soul, from your core and your soul, it causes you pain. And we rush around trying to find happiness in outer pursuits and never find really what we're yearning for. And I think if we all worked on improving ourselves, it would be like bathing the world in healing holy water. We fix things kind of a tiny piece at a time with love and kindness, passion and determination. And it has to be a continued good work from all of us, really, as the awakened divine spark in each of us transforms the whole into the oneness of God. And this is really how we see the spiritual hand of God at work. And so I would really love to just to say and to see people just doing just a little something every day that brings kind of a higher energy into the world, a more divine energy into the world. And I'm sure that this is what we've been set up now with this virus that's kind of held us inside and not able to run around like we did before. And so now maybe we can really express ourselves in a different way and begin to heal humanity, and so that we can come together in unity and in oneness, which is really which we're all part of, that oneness. And that's what we really have to learn to express. And so I think the next little while is really going to be us realizing and doing that as as we get the vaccines and whatever we're going to do. But really it's our energy going to change most of this. And so I feel that the universe kind of said, you know, this is what you've put out, so have a taste of it, and now change again. You know, change the way you are out there. I really feel that it's giving us tough love right now. And something perhaps that we as humanity need. So with that being said, I think it's time to close off. And I wish everybody a safe and wonderful holiday season, whatever holiday you celebrate right now, and a very healthy and safe and happy and joyous new year. And may God grant us peace and blessings. Namaste.
Thank you as well, Felice. We'll see you back on the air next year.
Yes. Thank you so much, Nicole. The same to you. And let the light shine on you. Thank you.
We will.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. we are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today. From a conscious perspective, community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.